Tropical Storm Ida is weakening as it moves inland, though still a big threat to the southeast. 1 million people have no power in Louisiana. There are reports of people trapped by floodwaters and at least one person dead after a tree fell on his house. Governor John Bel Edwards spoke today about the road ahead.
This is going to be a very long ordeal in terms of getting everything cleaned up and certainly getting everything repaired. And please understand, we're going to be in life-saving mode doing search and rescue as a first order of priority.
Ida made landfall yesterday as a massive Category 4 hurricane. It grew quickly due to many factors, including climate change, creating warmer waters that feed storms. And with us now is Aubrey Juhas, reporter at member station WWNO in New Orleans. And Aubrey, where are you and what are the conditions now?
Well, I'm here in New Orleans still. I'm at a hotel here in New Orleans Central Business District. The conditions now is that it looks pretty nice outside, pretty sunny, but we're in a place that, you know, has just suffered really catastrophic hurricane damage. The city, we got a text alert from the electricity provider last night saying that the entire city was without power. Look at, a map for the city, it's just a sea of red in terms of outages. And if people have electricity right now, they're running on generator power. The hotel I'm at has emergency generators to just power lights in the hallways, but they've chosen to evacuate the building. So I'll be moving as soon as this interview ends.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll move expeditiously then. Aubrey, you've been able to speak to a lot of local residents. What anecdotes can you share about how they're faring?
Yeah, I mean, I got out in the quarter early today. I took a walk along Bourbon Street, and I was out as the sun was coming up and got to see what the damage looked like, awnings ripped and signs ripped right off of buildings, trees down, and saw a couple smashed cars. But we haven't heard of, people really getting in harm's way because a lot of people evacuated and stayed safe. Talking to residents today, they are dealing with damages to their homes and businesses. The concern is the long road ahead, not knowing when we are going to get electricity back, if people are going to be able to stay and ride out the outages, or if it's going to be a situation in which you have to leave, and put off making repairs to your home, because it's going to get real hot here. We're in Louisiana, and it's going to be 102 with the heat index in the coming days.
You mentioned these massive power outages. Any sense that this is impacting hospitals, nursing homes, other critical facilities?
Yeah, so we know that all of these critical facilities, they're for the most part they're not having access to the actual power grid. They're running on generator power. A lot of these facilities have said that they have enough fuel for 10 days, and we expect that they will get assistance before then. So they aren't in a crisis situation, but they're certainly not in an ideal situation. And as we know, there's a lot of COVID patients in these hospitals. It was already a really tense environment because we've been dealing with our fourth surge of the pandemic here in recent weeks.
And let me ask you a little bit more about, I guess, this medical storm of COVID coming at the same time as far as efforts to bring people together, if people need to evacuate to the same place. Is COVID bringing its own complications?
Yeah, so the state's plan, similar to when they were dealing with evacuations from Hurricane Laura last year, is to really rely on non-congregate sheltering, so, putting people up in hotels. This time last year, New Orleans was the place that was taking a lot of people evacuating from Lake Charles. And one of the people I actually spoke to this morning was a woman who evacuated from Lake Charles, came to New Orleans and stayed. And now she's looking at having to evacuate again because she's, elderly, and the idea of, being in her home without power for an extended period of time is potentially dangerous. Mm-hmm. But they're going to rely on non-congregate. But in the beginning, when you're trying to move a lot of people, that becomes less of a priority. We might see some congregate sheltering, but we do have a mask mandate in Louisiana.
Yeah. All right. And let me ask you briefly about the flooding. What areas are hardest hit, and what's the situation with the levees, which were bolstered after Katrina 16 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, our levee system here in New Orleans was successful. We didn't have any evacuation orders for people within the levee system because the city was confident in them, and we haven't had any reports of those levees being topped at any point in the storm. We did see catastrophic flooding in nearby Jefferson Parish in a couple of communities, just, houses that were up on stilts 15 feet in the air, but the water was still reaching them. Heard some pretty mm-hmm. devastating reports from officials last night of people who were stranded. So there's been a lot of rescue missions today trying to get to hundreds of people who mm. were reportedly really stuck in dangerous situations last night while the storm was moving through.
All right. That's Aubrey Juhas, reporter with WWNO. Aubrey, thanks for your work and stay safe.
Thank you.